Hi, I'm Roy Spencer of PermaSeal. For over 45 years, we've helped over 500,000 homeowners make their homes drier, healthier, and more valuable. Our warranties are transferable and estimates are free. Call 800-421-SEAL or visit permaseal.net.
So before we go to Arthur, Steve, what was the story that you told on the business of food?
Yeah, this is one of my favorite stories from July of 2022. The Chi Overhead Door Company in Arthur, Illinois, which is a small farming town southeast of Decatur, which you'll hear more about shortly. And it was bought several years ago by a private equity company called KKR. Well, KKR announced it was selling the company for $3 billion, and there was concern on the part of many that KKR was just going to take the cash and run. But no, it shared a lot of that $3 billion with the company's several hundred employees. The hourly workers got checks averaging $175,000. Many long-term employees got over $750,000 checks. It was just a wonderful story.
Why did the company that bought them do that?
Because KKR and a guy named Pete Stavros, who was the head of KKR, just said that that company would not have grown to the point where it could be sold for $3 billion without those employees, many of whom are also farmers in their other jobs.
Wow. So there was your tie-in to a farm town and the farmers in the business of food. Yeah. I love it when you're able to just reach beyond the obvious on that. What a story. What a story.
Great story.
Angie Parsons is on the line, too. Communications Director for Simply Arthur. ArthurIL.us is the website. This is our Best of the Midwest. Angie, welcome to WGN Radio. How are you?
I'm good. Thank you for having me.
I guess you've heard some of that before.
I have. I've heard that quite a few times, that story about CHI and Norco, yes.
So I guess that was a nice little infusion of cash into the area, huh?
It was great for our little community and our area to have that kind of income coming in and put back into our town.
So without being redundant, Steve, kind of put you on the map, but tell us where you are. How far away from Chicago are you?
We are about 3.5 hours south of Chicago, straight down 57, about 45 minutes south of Champaign, Urbana, in the U of I.
And what's the population of Arthur, Illinois?
There's about 2,400 people that live in the city limits of Arthur, and we have about 5,300 Amish that live in a 4-mile radius outside of Arthur.
So is that the draw, if you will? That is, people are interested in these Mennonite and Amish communities?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. That is the biggest draw that we have to Arthur is our Amish community.
And talk a little bit about that. What does that mean?
The Amish community that surrounds Arthur, there's all kinds of businesses in the countryside. The 4-mile radius I was talking about, there's furniture stores and cabinet shops. There's Beachy's Bulk Foods that's owned by an Amish family that's been here for 75 years. It started on a back porch, and now it's one of the biggest bulk food stores in the Midwest. I kind of tell people it's kind of like an Amish Walmart of sorts. Everybody that comes to town wants to know where Beachy's Bulk Foods at. There's also Shady Crest Farmer Market that's out in the country. It's a Mennonite-owned business. It's a newly renovated building. It's gorgeous. They have everything from a little bit of bulk food to a shopping area. They have a fudge counter and an ice cream counter and a deli and a grill. You can get a little bit of everything out there. There's also animal, like pet feed stores that are out in the countryside that are owned by Amish. We have quilting stores and just about anything that you would want, the Amish and the Mennonite have that we could find for you.
And when I think of the Mennonites, I think about the quilts and the quilt sales. And when I think of the Amish, I think of the furniture, and you've mentioned both. I hadn't thought about bulk food, but maybe if you live in central Illinois and you don't have access to endless grocery stores like we do in the Chicago area, a big bulk food store would be attractive if it is what I think it is. What is a bulk food store?
Bulk food store, it's more of like examples. They do great big huge things of flour and sugar and baking goods and oils and tons of cheeses and that kind of bulk food store. Not like a Sam's Club or a Costco.
Oh, okay. Right? Well, then who are the potential customers for that? Who goes to a bulk food store?
The Amish.
Yeah.
The Amish. So the draw is for people, for the English people like us, to go there so that we can be immersed with the Amish and watch their culture and shop where they shop. That's the draw to BG.
And just talk about the furniture business down there too. What does that mean? What am I looking at?
The furniture business down here, there are over 75 different Amish and Mennonite-owned furniture companies. We have a couple here downtown that sell the Amish furniture, but in the countryside, the custom builders, where you can go in and lay out your kitchen and pick a furniture design that you want, and they will help you from the very first step to bringing it to your house and build it just the way that you want it to be built right there on their farm and on their property.
Well, that might be the reason to travel there. It'd also be great for the people that live in Central Illinois. If I didn't, I want to do some other stuff there. You have a live theater. Talk a little bit about that.
Yeah, that is new to us. Last year, we started the live theater over here at Penn Station, which is downtown Arthur. And this year, they just started August 8th, and it's going to run through October. And it's the National Anthem, a new American musical about Francis Scott Key. And then there is a musical starting November 7th through December 18th, and that's Jolly Old St. Nick, an accidental Christmas musical. These are both written and directed by Wally Nason, who is out of Nashville, Tennessee. The National Anthem is a one-person play, a one-person musical. And then the Jolly Old St. Nick play is an accidental Christmas musical because a gentleman stumbles upon an Amish family. So there's a couple actors in that one. That will run through Christmas time. You can get the tickets to the plays at Cast Concepts Productions, which is on Facebook, or at PennStationTheater.com is where you can look up the plays that we have going on here through December.
You also have a pumpkin patch that opens before at least the Christmas season. That starts in September, right?
Yes, the Great Pumpkin Patch. It opens September 18th, and it runs through October 31st. And this is actually their 35th season, so there's lots of good stuff planned. They're going to have quite a few events throughout the season celebrating that milestone of the 35th year for them. They're open Wednesday through Sunday from 9 a.m. to 6, and they are open on that Monday of Columbus Day when kids are out of school. And you can find them on Facebook at the Great Pumpkin Patch, or you can go to the200acres.com. There's also the Homestead Bakery that sits out there on the Great Pumpkin Patch's land that's open year-round. So you can visit that while you're at the Great Pumpkin Patch this year.
You have a wildlife adventure park there. Talk about that.
Yeah. Aikman Wildlife Adventure Park, it used to be Rock Home Gardens, and Aikman bought it. It is their eighth summer that they're there, and it's a wildlife sanctuary park. They actually opened their very first Airbnb this past spring, and it's called Elk Ridge, and it is overlooking one of their ponds that's out there, and it overlooks the drive-through adventure park that you can go through so you can wake up to the animals. It is about 1,000 square foot, and it'll sleep up to 6 people. The hours for Aikman's starting in September, because they switch hours, will be Saturdays and Sundays from 10 to 4 on Saturday and 12 to 4 on Sundays. They also, out there at Aikman's, have a prehistoric museum. They have 23 life-size dinosaurs inside the museum, and they just added this new feature, and it's called Master of All Toys, and it's featuring all the top toys from the 80s and 90s.
Huh.
It also does a Pathway of Lights in November and December on Saturdays only from 4 to 8. It's donation only for the Pathway of Light, and they transform the inside of the park with all sorts of Christmas lights and Christmas decorations. So you just can walk through and see, and you can do the drive-through part at Aikman's during the Pathway of Light, and you can see the nativity scene throughout the drive.
The Wildlife Adventure Park, that has live animals, farm animals? What kind of animals?
Yes, they have zebras, camels, hyenas, the wolves, the different kind of wolves. They have water buffaloes, elk, the spotted hyenas, porcupines. they have a little bit of everything. Sloths, yeah. Red foxes, some cheetahs. A little bit of everything is in Aikman's. And then they also have a petting zoo area as well.
I suppose folks stay at an Airbnb. You must have some motels or lodging down there.
We do. Right here in Arthur, we have a little mom-and-pop hotel called the Arthur Country Inn, and then we have quite a few Airbnbs here that you can find on VRBO and then Airbnb website. And just look up the Arthur, Illinois website that you said, and there's a link to the lodging down here. And over in Arcola, which is about 9 miles from us, they have quite a few hotels, the Best Westerns over there that we partner with quite a bit. And Tuscola is about 11 miles from us, and they have quite a few hotels there too. So there's quite a few places to stay within 10 miles of Arthur.
I wonder if people double up a trip, say I'm going to go watch a football game at U of I or Eastern. Do they then also take in, you know, Arthur, Illinois?
Yes, they do. And we partner with Arcola, Tuscola, and Sullivan in, so that we can keep you guys entertained for more than just a day here, because you can go to the other towns that are close by to you and see other stuff. Sullivan has the lake close by, and they have a theater down there as well. And then Arcola has the Raggedy Ann and Andy Museum and a cute little downtown, and Tuscola has Flessner's. And all of that. So we kind of partner with the other little towns just so that you have enough to do here for a couple days.
One last thing, the Cheese Festival, I will come down for this, is Labor Day weekend, right?
Yes, sir. It's our 51st annual Cheese Festival. It's a 3-day festival, and it's the biggest event that we have here in Arthur. So during the 3 days, we have multiple cheese giveaways. There's a car show. We have all the craft vendors and food trucks and a kids' corner. Some Amish families come in and they offer buggy rides. There'll be live music. But we also have a cheese eating and a cheese spitting, a cheese curling, and a cheese carving contest going on through those 3 days also as well. So there's plenty to do down here for those 3 days. If you don't have plans for Labor Day, come visit Arthur.
Arthur, Illinois. And it's give us a, you said 3.5-hour drive from Chicago. You said you are south of Champaign-Urbana, right?
Yes, we are straight south of Champaign on 57.
Good to talk to you, Angie. We'll see you soon. That sounds delicious. It sounds fun.
Yeah, thank you for having us.